Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Pedro Munoz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kevin Moss. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cole bunts towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. Knoblauch moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Knoblauch moves to third. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kevin Moss is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Walbeck for a passed ball. Whiten moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whiten scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walbeck for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alicia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alicia hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cole, who is chasing the ball. Valentin reaches third base with a triple. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a pop-up towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cole is 0-for-0 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball four. Greenwell moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kevin Moss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moss moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Leoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Leoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Tinsley strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0 for 2 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Alicia moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alicia scores. Canseco moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whiten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Greenwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Willis now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring bunts towards first. Moss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nehring for the out. McFarlane moves to second. 2 outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tinsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McFarland scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tinsley. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Tinsley steals second. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alicia takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Tinsley moves to third. Alicia moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Canseco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tinsley scores. Alicia scores. Valentin moves to third. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Vince Horsman now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. Canseco goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whiten takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Whiten moves to third. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Mo Sanford now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. McFarlane is hit by the pitch. Greenwell moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whiten scores. Greenwell moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tinsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tinsley hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alejandro Peña now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Nehring. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Alicia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Alicia moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Pierce now pitching. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Leos is 0-for-2 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. Mears strikes out. There goes Leos. The throw from McFarland to second, and Leos is out. 2 outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarland is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. McFarland hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenwell moves to third. 2 outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tinsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Ryan now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-3 in the game. Munoz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.